Tereo Ererangi o Te Mania. This episode was produced in Otatahi by Plains Media, with support from New Zealand On Air.
Next up, it's a Plains feature interview, keeping you in touch with the people and events happening in our Canterbury community.
Hello, and welcome to another Plains Media feature. Today, we are keeping you in touch with Sam Miller, film director from Otatahi, and Jess McLachlan, events coordinator at the New Zealand Alpine Club. Welcome. It's great to have you both here in the studio today.
Thanks for having us, Charlie.
Great to see you. Yeah.
All right, guys. So let's start a little bit with some background just to get our listeners into the tune of who I am speaking with. So, Jess, tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I am the events coordinator for the New Zealand Alpine Club. I have lots of background other than just working at the Alpine Club. I've only actually been at the Alpine Club since January this year. So jumped in right in the deep end organising the Banff Film Festival tour for New Zealand. So that's kind of why I'm here and while I'm chatting to you.
Wow, that's amazing. I did see that in your little bio that you have up on the Alpine Club's website that you have spent over 20 years of your life in a climbing-focused household and also a little bit of swing dancing. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I like to pitch myself as climbing adjacent rather than an actual climber myself. So I come from... My partner has been climbing for a very long time, and now my children have grown up in a climbing household. So I am also following them around the crags and climbing with them. Well, I'm hardly doing any climbing, but supporting them while they climb as well.
That's great. Yeah. I see also that your duties in the Alpine Club extend way past just the Banff Mountain Film Festival. You also do the National Indoor Bouldering Series, the photographic competition of the club, the Wanaka Crack Fest, the book launches. Tell us a little bit about what that experience has been, or because you just mentioned that you are maybe 6 months into the role, what you are looking forward to getting out of this one.
Well, it's good timing because we just launched the, we had the first round of the New Zealand, the National Indoor Bouldering Series that started in Wellington on the weekend, just been. So I've been in Wellington and it was the biggest climbing competition in New Zealand to date.
Wow.
Sold out event, it was almost 400 competitors in NIBS. We call it NIBS in those in the know.
Right.
So that's the first event of four. Runs around the country, started in Wellington, going to Dunedin, then Auckland, and then finishing up with the finals in Christchurch. So
wow,
that's between Banff and NIBS. That's a lot of my time
yeah,
in the office is spent on those two events. We did also have the Wanaka Crag Fest in February, which I got to go down to and sit lakeside while taking registrations and helping people with various event-related questions and set up and pack down. So that's also a great event down in Wanaka, run collaboratively with the New Zealand Alpine Club and the local Wanaka Climbing Club down there.
I see. It sounds like a beautiful outdoor experience with a lot of beautiful views around.
There was a lot of beautiful views that weekend and we just happened, it's always good weather in Wanaka in summer, but it was a very nice way to spend a weekend lakeside.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Now, Sam, some of our listeners may recognize Sam from one of our latest interviews that we had about our man in Cairns, talking about David Blake. Sam Miller was the director of that documentary, and he is now here joining us as part of the Alpine Club. Sam, tell us a little bit about your background.
Obviously the film side of things, but... I've been with the New Zealand Alpine Club for about 6 years, and it's been great. It's excellent. I'm a super fan of voluntary systems and the way sort of New Zealand runs on those. And so with my film background, I was more than keen to help out with the Banff Film Festival, which has got some incredible films coming up and really good stuff, yeah.
That's amazing. Now, you say that you've been with the club for 6 years. Is this the first year that you are immediately involved with the festival?
Yes, there's a great guy, Adam, was running it before me, wasn't he? And he's helping me through it at the moment. And no, it's going very well. We're actually, at the moment, we're two-thirds gone with the tickets. So,
wow.
And it's a big event too. So really good. Great films, great people, awesome club.
Listeners, make sure you go to the website of the Banff Film Festival and get your tickets because they seem to be running out. All right, well, I want to give a little bit of a brief description or story of the New Zealand Alpine Club before we continue. It was founded in 1891 and it is the national climbing organization in New Zealand, one of the oldest alpine clubs in the world. I found very, very intriguing that its inaugural meeting was held in Christchurch and that its offices are in Christchurch to this day. The members are around 4,000 plus members spread across 12 sections, 11 of them in New Zealand and one of them in Australia. I also found that very curious. Plus, of course, members from other countries. The club actively promotes climbing in New Zealand and overseas. They have a quarterly magazine, The Climber, and the annual New Zealand Alpine Journal. So please go ahead and check all of that. Also, as a member, you would have the privilege to be able to use one of their 17 amazing lodges and huts that are available to use for the climbers. Most sections provide instruction courses for beginner climbers, as well as instructions for intermediate and advanced skills. One of the things talking about is that New Zealand's mountaineering, of course, was boosted in 1953, by the ascent of Mount Everest by Sir Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay. Hillary, I believe, was one of the members, active members of the Alpine Club. And, well, I guess that speaks for itself. So if you guys want to learn more about the Alpine Club, I invite you to go to their website, alpineclub.org.nz. All right, guys, let's move on a little bit to talk about why you both are here today, which is the Banff Film Festival. Tell us a little bit about how this festival, which originated in Canada and afterwards has a world tour that takes more than 45 countries across 7 continents, how did that land into the Alpine Club here in Christchurch?
It was actually a natural fit for the Alpine Club to be the world tour host. So I don't know how long we've been running it for. It's a number of years, well over 10 years. So what happens is that the film festival, the Banff Centre Mountain Film and Book Festival, runs in October, November in Banff in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
From there, they play a lot of films, screen a lot of films. Then they choose the top maybe 40 films to go on a world tour, and each country you can host it. So anybody's able to host it, but only one person per country can host it.
Of course.
And so it's a natural fit that the New Zealand Alpine Club would take the hosting responsibilities for the world tour here in New Zealand. The New Zealand leg of the world tour is what they say. So that's how we ended up with it. And that's why we're sitting in the studio today to talk to you about it.
That is great. Now, Jess, can you tell us a little bit about, let's say, somebody that has never heard about the Banff Centre Mountain Film Festival and Book Festival before? Can you tell us a little bit about what it involves?
Well, so in Banff, Canada, you mean?
Yes.
So it is a 7-day festival with a number of events that run, like any kind of word festival that we have here in Christchurch or the Arts Festival. So there is film screenings all day long. There's talks by the filmmakers and the writers of the books as well. So it's launching a lot of films as well. So the world premiere of a lot of those outdoor films. And so 7 days of nonstop film, book, talking, a lot of socialising, no doubt. And also they do a lot of social activities in the surrounding areas of Banff because it's a pretty beautiful place by all accounts to be.
I would assume that it's a mountain sort of place.
It is a mountainous region, very right. much so.
And would you say some of the activities that they have are actual,
like hiking,
climbing and hiking?
Hiking and biking and climbing and, yeah, and maybe it is spring then, so I don't think there's much skiing, but, you know, that is the general gist of the week.
I see. Now, you mentioned 7 days of a lot of films, a lot of books. How does it get decided what comes to the world tour and what plays? Is that something that the Alpine Club has any say on, or is that decided by Banff in Canada?
A mix of both. So Banff Canada decides on the 40 that go on the world tour. Mm-hmm. So then those 40 come to the Alpine Club, come to me at the Alpine Club, and I get to choose which ones we screen here in New Zealand. There is a screening, I can't remember what they call it, but there is a screening team, a worldwide team, that is part of the process of narrowing it down to those 40.
Yeah.
So when by the time they do get to me, I have a lot of notes on because they've already been screened in Banff, there's a lot of notes on like, oh, this actually won best climbing film,
yeah,
or this was most popular because, or they do have an award system as well.
I see.
And so then I get all the notes from the pre-screening group, and then I go through all 40 films and choose the program for New Zealand. And we are limited, so we can only screen so many. So we're limited to, depending on how long each film is, but we are kind of limited to about 18 films this year that we're screening. And that they range in length from like 3 minutes to 45 minutes.
Right. So that actually brings me to another question that I had for later on, but I'm just going to jump into it now. I see here that the screening or the program features over around 2 hours of thought-provoking film. Is that a fixed length, or does that have more to do with the amount of films that you want to screen?
It's to do with the amount of films and how long each film is, but we are kind of limited to 2 hours. I mean, we host a lot of people. So in Christchurch, we have about 600 people that I think come to the Christchurch screenings. So, you know, most people don't have the time or can't sit there for 3 or 4 hours.
That's
and
right.
Watch every single film. So we do limit it to about, you know, 2 hours of film length. Plus, at the screening, we also do some giveaways and a few games as well. So it does extend out the time a little.
That's great. Now, because the Banff Film Festival is also a book festival, does the book part of the festival translate to any part of the world tour?
It doesn't in New Zealand, and I'm not sure if it does elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just the films that go on the world tour and not the books. Not the book festival, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Sam, now let's talk a little bit about your involvement in the Banff Film Festival here in Christchurch. Tell us a little bit about the involvement.
Sure. So basically, we've got a fantastic lineup of films there, and we will have a number. So we're going from the 3rd of June through the 6th of June, and there'll be a matinee as well on the last day, and also we'll have so the two programs we've got is the Ruapehu and the Tasman programs, and the films are all the way from sort of family friendly through to comedy and just and some really extreme adventure as well.
Wow!
So yeah, really good. So yeah, I'll be there on the desk making sure it all runs well and get all the discs and everything into them and make sure it plays well and all that sort of stuff. So,
right. So we were mentioning, you mentioned that it runs from the 3rd to the 6th with a matinee on the 6th. Is this sort of format that repeats itself over the days, or would somebody that is really into the festival would like to attend to every day to get the most out of it?
Yeah, so we've got we've got Ruapehu on the first day, Tasman, Ruapehu and Tasman. So you kind of you've got to make a choice.
Yeah.
But you can see both if you go to 2 days, or I think the matinee has both of them, doesn't it? No, it doesn't, sorry. Yeah.
Just the one,
yep.
All right, awesome. So listeners, just make sure that if you are interested in what you're listening, go to the website of the Banff Center Film Festival. I'm pretty sure the Alpine Club would probably also have a link right now towards the Banff Festival, and get your tickets from the 3rd to the 6th of June. You are catching us at the end of this interview with Sam Miller, film director from Ōtautahi, and Jess McLachlan, events coordinator at the New Zealand Alpine Club. If you really, really want to listen to the whole interview, remember to go to planes.org.nz where you can find the whole thing. Guys, this sounds like an absolutely amazing festival that I don't want to miss. I want to go online right now and get my tickets. And for our listeners, the New Zealand Alpine Club in New Zealand does around 30, more than 30 screenings in 12 major cities and towns. The festival has been going on for a while, so you may have already missed it in your city and in your town if you're listening to us outside of Canterbury. But go to their websites, check the information, and see what you can do to be a part of this amazing festival. Jess, Sam, is there anything else that you would like to leave our listeners with?
Just that your background, with growing up at how many, 12,000 feet is your hometown, is that right?
Oh, well, there you go. It's 1,200 meters.
Yep.
Yeah, I am from Colombia, from the Andes region of Colombia. And very close to my hometown, there is a very big canyon. I may be mistaken when I say the biggest canyon in Latin America, but if not the biggest, one of the biggest ones, called Chicamocha. And it has a climbing park called La Mojarra, which would translate to the tilapia, which has around, when I was there in 2004, 2005, climbing a lot, we used to have like around 80 plus routes for rock climbing, and they are all made with the, oh man, I know nothing of the terminology in English, but the actual bolts in the rock are already set up for you to go, be able to run your rope. So yeah, it is pretty interesting. Thank you very much for bringing that up.
And you were a climber. You like to boulder or climbing rock, is it?
I used to rock climb. I used to rock climb about maybe 15 years ago and maybe 30 to 40 kgs ago.
We're going to sign him up for the club.
All right. Well, thank you both very much for joining us in the studio today. Listeners, make sure to go to the website of the Alpine Club. I'll repeat it here for you guys. It's alpineclub.org.nz. It can't be any straightforwarder. So make sure that you go hear about the Banff Film Festival. If it's something that it's interesting you, go be part of it. Make sure to get your ticket. Guys, thank you very much for joining us today.
Kia ora. Thank you.
You've been listening to a Plains Feature interview, keeping you in touch with what's happening in our Canterbury community.